This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Saba Bernard was frustrated with the images of Islamic culture that she saw in art and media. She felt that the one-note portrayals of political and religious extremism didn't match her own experience. Saba is a young artist from Raleigh. She's also a first-generation American. Her parents immigrated here from Pakistan. Saba decided to use her art to push back. She produced a series of paintings called Technicolor Muslima. Muslima. Are you going to accent the first syllable? Is it Muslima?
It's Muslima.
Muslima. Mm-hmm. And it is currently on display at the Carrick Modern Art Gallery in downtown Durham. 12 paintings on exhibit in which Muslim women are portrayed, sometimes goofy, sometimes whimsical, sometimes elated. They are painted brightly. The blush on the woman's cheeks glow orange, yellow, and pink. They have props, like 3D glasses or Mickey Mouse ears. But they also wear headscarves, an immediate giveaway to their Muslim identity. Saba Bernard is with us in the studio. Welcome to the show. Good to be here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Where did the idea for the show come from?
It was an assignment for painting class, and I was painting a sculpture, and it was a sculpture of the Black Madonna. So it was actually a young African-American woman wearing a veil. And I started painting it in the bright colors that I like to use. And at some point, it struck me that I'd never seen anything like that before. I'd never seen an image of a woman in a headscarf in bright colors. And I never finished that painting because this idea grew from it. And I just followed that.
So it's a series of 12 paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Describe some of the women for us and some of the ways they're portrayed in your paintings.
Well, these are women that I know in real life. I grew up with them, and I chose women that I felt really embodied humor and joy and color in just who they are. And so I tried to show that in the paintings themselves and kind of get a little taste, a little glimpse into that side of them, which is one side amongst many. But I wanted to show their joy and their color and just get a lot of personality out of it. And there was a lot of back and forth in designing the images. And I really wanted to make sure it was authentic to them and who they are. And so I wanted to draw from them.
Back and forth with your subjects?
Yeah. So I photographed them in person, or there's a few who live across the country. So we directed over Skype. But, you know, I had certain ideas for which props would work well for them. But then when we actually did the photo shoots, they sort of told me just in how they wore each thing, what worked best. So
at the exhibit, then there's your artist statement, but also a statement from each of them.
Yes, exactly. So that's a really important part of all of this. So while I, you know, designed the series, I wanted to make sure that their individuality came through, because that's something that I think is missing from the general perception of Muslim women. And, you know, I myself am only showing one side, one small side. So it was very important that their individuality was showcased here. And I tried to do that by having those women talk about themselves.
Mostly, I would say the side that you decided to represent was a playful side. Again, mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse ears, kind of goo-goo goggles, some pretty silly-looking poses, and yet all in Muslim headdress.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the time that I spent with these girls was, you know, when we were growing up, and we were silly and goofy together, and that's how I know them. And I think that's really the opposite of what you see in media. You know, it's not dark or controversial or political. It's really just, it's lighthearted and it's easy and it's fun. And I think that's a really great place to start discussion from, because it makes people comfortable. And it's true to who they are.
What was your sense? I mean, you grew up in Raleigh, mm-hmm. so a first-generation American in this country. Were you surrounded by images of Muslim women? Is this something for you, an exotic piece for you, or were these images that you were familiar with, women in headdress?
These are women that I was familiar with. And the images that I would see in media, I didn't connect to, because I didn't know them. And it wasn't, that was nothing like the women that I knew. And I think I felt like it was time to have have us represent ourselves in a way that was more accurate to who we were.
If you had to characterize those images, the media images, what would you say they are?
I guess especially I think this is something that's beginning to evolve and beginning to change, and these boundaries are starting to open up to some extent. But there's kind of – everything's very heavy and really dramatic, and there's always – religion plays such a central role. And in some way, although, you know, clearly I'm talking about religion to some extent here, I wanted it to take a backseat to these women as people. They're human beings.
And you have each of their names is also, you know, part of the painting. So they have an individual identity with the set of characteristics that they've described, and a lighter side portrayed. That is part of the problem, isn't it? What do we do about that? Because when you say Muslim, this whole set of ideas then sort of begins to accrue to that word.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, there are all these other aspects to it.
I think, I mean, what we're presented with is true. You know, it's just the most sensational stories are the ones that you're going to hear about. Those are the ones that are most interesting to us. So instead of confronting people or slapping them in the face or being angry about the fact that they didn't understand that there was more to Muslim women and to Muslims in general, I wanted to just add more to our visual vocabulary, just give people something else to draw upon. And just instead of being negative, doing something, adding something.
Yeah. Get to add to the visual vocabulary and associate with that term, with that body of ideas. But in your artist statement, you say something interesting. You say, to some extent, I believe that Muslim communities themselves absorb these feelings of otherness and cling to them.
Yeah, I think this is something that you see, I mean, in lots of different situations and for lots of different groups. When we feel as though we're going to be rejected by other groups, there's a few ways that you can respond. You can continue to try to, you know, please people and gain acceptance from them by trying to be more like them. You can maybe stand your ground and just be exactly who you are. And then sometimes I think a defense mechanism basically is just being with those who are like you, who aren't going to question you. And that separation that happens as a result, the, you know, groups just staying with the people that they know who are just like them, it, you know, it makes it so you can never connect with or understand other groups.
Well, it's interesting because the impulse in many ways seems to grow from the same one you had. Look, we're not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it's one thing to say, the picture you have isn't complete. We're not like that. But one response might be to assimilate almost, in a way that's maybe unhealthy for you, to divorce yourself or push away your own culture too vigorously and too completely to demonstrate that there's another side of us.
Exactly. And I think these images really show that everything can coexist. It can all be in one painting. It can all be in one person. And these things aren't mutually exclusive. You don't have to be one or the other. You can be all of it.
So the Arab Spring has given us something of a different view, we think. We hope we see now many progressive voices, young progressive voices coming out of various Islamic cultures. Do you think this is having an effect on us? Is it changing the way we view and portray Muslims in our media?
Absolutely. I think the way these like in Egypt in particular, when that was going on, it was electric. And I think people here really connected to the youth there. And that was something that I hadn't seen before. And it was very exciting. And that in itself, it's just starting to show that there's something more. There's a dynamic. There's lots of dynamic people there who have lots of different ideas, and they're not all the same, and they're not backwards.
not backwards at all, and certainly an impulse for something we might call democracy. So the very last image, number 12, it looks fundamentally different than the rest. It's a bit more serious, and we're being confronted directly. We're being looked at.
Yeah, she's very important. Like I said before, I'm only showing one side, and I don't want to continue to homogenize these women. And so that 12th painting is really integral to the entire series. If you were to walk in and see her first, basically she looks at you and you have to figure out who she is. She doesn't have a written statement next to her painting in the exhibit. And so you have to fill in the blanks, basically. And hopefully after viewing the rest of the images, when you get to her, you don't just revert back to everything you came in knowing, that incomplete picture. You don't just apply those stereotypes to her image because she's a blank slate. You can put whatever you want on her. And when I look at her, I see the strength in her eyes, and I see that she's got a slight smile on her lips. But, you know, that's because I know her, but that which makes it easier for me. But she's, yeah, especially important because the viewer has to confront their own ideas. And that's really the most she's assertive. Yeah, it's the most assertive that the
she's assertive and asks this question is inherently, I think, or what you could an implied question. So what mm-hmm. do you think? So what do you make of all this?
Yeah. So what do you think of me yeah. now?
And did it come to you as a piece? Did you imagine this the way it is now? How did it conceptually the whole piece come to you?
The entire series or just
yeah,
that last painting?
Yeah, the series. Yeah.
Well, after working on that one painting and seeing that image and the bright colors. The title came to me first, and then it just kind of started to spill out. And I actually thought specifically about the girls that I grew up with and how I could show them and really kind of show an overlap between the what's considered the East with the headscarf mm-hmm. and the West with Mickey Mouse a Mickey Mouse hat.
And, yeah, it's a great exhibit. Saba, thanks so much for being with us. Saba Bernard, closing of Technicolor Muslima is tonight at the Carrick Modern Art Gallery in Durham from 6 until 9. Saba's going to be there. Go to Saba, is it artbysaba.com, and you spell Saba, S-A-B-A. Stay with us on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.